Big action from the state against Fuqua Combs in Bend. The Oregon Department of Consumer and Business Services revoked the license of Fuqua Homes in Bend. They also fined the company $155,000 for failing to deliver homes to buyers. DCBS Acting Communications Director Melanie Massaro says in one case, a customer lost a huge amount of money.
Yeah, in one case, Fuqua Homes told a customer that they would get a discount if they paid for the home in full before it was produced. In this case, the customer lost nearly $137,000 for a structure that was never built.
In addition, Fuqua's president and owner, Philip R. Daniels, has been barred for 5 years from obtaining a license as a manufactured structure dealer or from working in an administrative or managerial capacity in the industry. Fuqua Homes was operating a factory in Bend and a Eugene Super Sales Center in Coburg. Facebook and Greenpeace ended a two-year-long feud today and are now vowing to work together on encouraging and using green energy. In a local example, Greenpeace objected to the data center in Prineville because Facebook picked a power company that generates most of its electricity from coal. Greenpeace spokesperson Zipporah Berman says more and more data centers are being built everywhere, and they are hoping to encourage what they call green energy.
Well, today Greenpeace and Facebook have announced that we're going to be working together to encourage major energy producers to move away from coal and instead invest in renewable energy. So Facebook has made a commitment to a preference for siting its new data centers in areas where they can be fed by renewable energy. And Greenpeace has made a commitment to end our campaign that's been running for 2 years in over 14 countries.
She says the page broke the Guinness Book of World Records for having the most comments on a Facebook page in one day, with 80,000 comments in one day. Oregon's job market future may be looking brighter. 1110 KBND's Mary Lose reports.
Over the next decade, Oregon will add about 300,000 jobs due to economic growth, so that's a gain of about 18%.
State economic analyst Charlie Johnson says their long-term job growth forecast also includes over 400,000 jobs that'll open to replace current workers who leave or retire.
Most of the growth is concentrated in and around the Portland area.
Johnson says openings will be dominated by jobs in the healthcare industry. Over 50% of job openings will require education beyond high school. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley announced today that 20 of Oregon's rural post offices have been removed from the list of proposed closures and remain open. The U.S. Post Office wrote in a letter that it reached the decision after a study determined inclement topography, lack of connecting roads, and other considerations would be unreasonable for customer access at this time. The list of saved post offices include Antelope, Brothers, Crane, Fort Rock, Palina, and Post. The Sun River Post Office apparently is still being on the possible closure list. Jefferson County's animal shelter is beyond full, and they're having to keep some of the dogs outside in the cold temperatures because they only have 9 kennels. There's been an influx of dogs over the last couple of weeks, and the shelter has dozens of dogs. Jefferson County's dog control officer, Renee Davidson, says 26 of their dogs are being kept outside. She talked with our news partner, News Channel 21.
Most of the time, we have a lot of puppies that come through here, so we try to keep them inside. When there's no room, there's no room. They have to stay outside.
Oregon and Washington animal rescue groups are trying to help out, and area residents are bringing in dog houses and blankets to help keep the animals warm. A small sister's business reaps a bonus from the Oregon Lottery for selling a big winning ticket. Today, the Oregon Lottery announced that Jacqueline Heath of Florence, Arizona, purchased a $250,000 winning Mega Bucks lottery ticket from the Sisters Mainline station while on a recent trip here. Mainline station owner Robin Rogers says they have never sold such a large winning ticket in the 6 years they have been in business.
Oh, yes. And it was quite a shocker. It was exciting, but yeah, we never expected our little store to sell quite a large winning ticket, but we're very excited about it.
Roger says she believes the winner bought the ticket during a promotion they were having, with cashiers reminding each customer about the lottery, and if they failed to do so, the customer would receive a free $1 scratch-off. The Oregon Lottery says Roger's business will receive a $2,500 bonus for selling the ticket, and Roger says she will share some of that money with the cashier who sold the ticket. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.